brothers and sisters, my kings and queens. If this is the first time tuning in, this is your girl Shanika Elso. Excuse the bonnet, but we're doing Late Night Chronicles tonight, okay? All praises and great glory belongs to our Heavenly Father. I am so grateful, y'all. Today has been a beautiful Sabbath, and to everybody who keeps the Sabbath, happy and blessed Shabbat. I hope that y'all had a blessed and prosperous day, and I hope that the Most High taught you what you needed to learn today, just like he did me, y'all. So I know I did a video a little while ago, about a week or so ago, about forgiving those who have wronged you. Now, part of forgiveness, what the Most High revealed to me today, is actually learning to make peace with your past. Glory be to God. I understand my brothers and my sisters, like, we all make mistakes, and as true believers of the Most High, we become regretful of the mistakes that we made, of the sins that we sinned against the Most High. But y'all, as long as you forgive those that trespass against you, the Most High will forgive you. And once you are forgiven, and once you forgive those that trespass against you, make peace with your past. Glory be to God. That, y'all, when I literally said out my mouth, I make peace with my past, it opened up the door to a whole different level of liberty. Y'all, I feel so free. Sometimes you don't realize the burdens and the baggage that we carry until after that burden is gone. After you give that burden to the Most High, you don't realize how heavy that burden is until you place it on his feet and lay it there. And once you lay, you feel so light, right? But it's so easy for us to pick those burdens back up and to continue to carry those things. But the Most High never intended for us to carry burdens. That's why he says, cast all our care upon him, for he cared for us. Glory be to God, because he knew that he created our bodies in such a way that our bodies are not equipped to carry around unnecessary burdens and baggage, not carrying around worrying and stressful. That's why our body reacts the way it does whenever we worry, whenever we are caught up in the cares of this world. That's why a lot of us, like myself, I experience weight loss every time I'm stressing or worrying. I lose weight because I don't eat. Sometimes my hair may fall out, and that is because the Most High created our bodies in such a way that our bodies cannot handle when we worry and stress. That's why the Bible says to take thought. Do not take thought for your life. Do not take thought for your life. And a lot of us are carrying unnecessary burdens that we were supposed to be laid on the Most High's feet. Glory be to God. Y'all, I am so elated. Like, it's a different type of joy, peace, when you finally make peace with your past. See, the enemy tried to keep us bounded in the past. Why? Because he don't want us to go to that thing that God has for us. Whether it's a new position at your job, whether it's a new relationship, a new marriage, he doesn't want us to get to that next level. He wants to keep us in that same space. He wants us to keep us bounded. Because the thing is, he wants us to be stagnant in our walk with God. And he knows that certain things will keep us stagnant in our walk with God, and unforgiveness is one of them, y'all. Forgiveness is so powerful. It is so powerful, even more powerful than what I'm realizing right now. Because like I stated in the video that I talked about forgiveness, if you choose not to forgive those who have wronged you, then you relapse and you backslide into those same patterns that you were doing and not realizing why. And it's because that unforgiveness is in your heart. Unforgiveness is the main cause of bitterness, anger, resentment, all of those unrighteous things. And once those things become, because those things are fleshly, and if we're continuously operating in the flesh, we will never be able to comprehend and embrace the spiritual things, the spiritual blessings, and all those things that the Most High have for us, man. Glory be to God, y'all. I am so excited. I pray, y'all, for those out there who are struggling with this, because I understand, y'all, forgiveness is hard. I'm not judging nobody because it's hard for me. And I know me, and I'm being very honest. When I came across people who had a hard time forgiving, I judged them. And now I got put in the position. See, that's why we have to be careful who we judge. People who are going through certain things. Because even though, you know, we may not be in that situation in that given moment, that don't mean that the Most High will not put you in that position to where you would be judged the same way. That's why he says, judge not and you shall not be judged. A lot of people take that scripture out of context. Of course, we are supposed to have righteous judgment. Of course, if we see our brother and our sister falling short, of course, we're supposed to exhort them. But if we're judging somebody based off the situation that they're going through and they're struggling with something and we're judging them from that, the Most, man, he has done this to me so many times, y'all. He will put you in that same position so you can feel it. And I had to humble myself before the Most High and ask for forgiveness because forgiving is hard. Anyway, I know I kind of went off topic, but if you are struggling with forgiveness, I pray that the Most High really help you with this because it does take intervening from the Holy Spirit, from the Most High, for him to help you with this thing. And so you can be able to make peace with your past so that way you can move forward to the thing that God has for you. Glory be to God. I feel the presence of the Holy Spirit in this place, in this house today. So I pray that y'all be able to make peace with your past and move forward. There's nothing that we can do to go back in time to change the outcome or change the situation or go back and do things different. What happened has already happened. It is what it is. There's nothing that we can do about it. The only thing that we can do is take those lessons, those lessons that we have learned from the mistakes that we made, and we take that into future situations. Because those situations that God put us through, even though we may have gotten ourselves into it, it is for us to learn to be wise, to have wisdom and knowledge and understanding. So that way, if that same situation pops up again, you'll know and be able to recognize it immediately. Glory be to God. That's why Romans 8:28 is one of my favorite verses. It said that all things work together for good to those that love God, to those who are the called according to his purpose. All means all. So even if we put ourselves in a situation to where we end up getting hurt, the Most High always use that towards our good. It is to teach us. It's just all about focusing on that lesson. Sometimes we be so focusing on the hurt and the pain that we miss the lesson. Don't miss the lesson in that thing. You take what you learned, the mistakes that you made, and you learn from it and you move forward and make peace with it. See, the enemy try to make you feel guilty about the past, but God is saying you're already forgiven. As long as you forgive that person, you don't want to have those unrighteous seeds in you. And like I stated before, he would try to throw those thoughts in your head. You rebuke and you laugh. And you be like, you know what? I know I made the mistake. But God, our God is an awesome and merciful God. And he is forgiving. But you are forgiven. He washes it in the sea of forgiveness. Okay? So if the Most High is not holding it against you, why are you holding it against yourself? And why are you allowing the enemy to hold it against you? Glory be to God. Ooh, y'all, be free today, man. We ask the Most High to free you from the enemy's stronghold. Because that's a form of a stronghold, y'all. Come on now. The Bible says that the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through our Elohim, our God in heaven, to the pulling down of those strongholds, casting down every imagination and every high thing that exalted itself against the knowledge of our God, and bring it into captivity, every thought, to the obedience of the Messiah. Man, I pray for my brothers and sisters, y'all, that you will be free tonight. You will be free after watching this video. I pray that my experiences will help you and help those who are struggling with the same thing, because guess what? Your salvation depends on whether you forgive somebody or not. That's something that the Most High actually revealed to me tonight. He say, not forgiving somebody, your salvation depend on it. So the question is your salvation worth that person that hurt you? Are they that important to where you are willing to risk your salvation for it? That is the question that I'm going to leave this video at right now. All right, I love each and every last one of y'all. Until next time, my brothers and sisters, I love you all. God bless. Talk soon.